has our Boris blown it again? He's not our Boris. He might be your Boris, or you might be able to stand the man. The Foreign Secretary is being tipped as the favourite to replace Theresa May, but that was before a disastrous BBC interview with Eddie Mair yesterday.
Last July in Downing Street, in her famous Just About Managing speech, on the day she became Prime Minister, Theresa May described several burning injustices, as she put it. What does this Queen's speech do to make sure the criminal justice system stops treating black people more harshly than white?
Well, there are measures in the, I believe, in the bill on the courts, which I think is supposed to address some of those issues. And I think one thing in particular that we are looking at is measures to. Hang on a second.
Let me turn to another burning injustice that she highlighted. What does this Queen's speech do to improve mental health care?
Well, what we want to see on mental health care is a proper understanding. And there, indeed, I think you'll find, to get back to your first question...
Well, why don't we do the questions in the order I'm asking them? It's not a two Ronnie sketch. You can't answer the question before last. I'll tell you what this Queen's speech says. It promises a review of the laws on mental health and a discussion paper on children's mental health. There are no policies, just a review and a discussion from a party that's been in government for 7 years.
It also mentions the injustice that you spoke of earlier. I appreciate your desire to sort of push me around, but that is...
Well, I've got a desire to deal with the burning injustices which Theresa May herself highlighted in Downing Street less than a year ago. Let me turn to the policies which less than 2 weeks ago won the support of 13.7 million voters. Ditching the pension triple lock, reforming social care, energy cap, 100 new free schools a year, an end to the ban on selective schools, a free vote on the Hunting Act, changes to the winter fuel allowance. 13.7 million people voted for these policies, and poof, they're gone.
Well, you know, I'm not going to hide it from you that the election did not turn out exactly
as
we would have hoped. But as you
Didn't
know...
Didn't you win the election?
Well, we are certainly the largest party, and yes, we did win the election in the sense we are 56 seats ahead.
Well, the former Conservative Minister and commentator, Edwina Currie, with us this morning. So that's your replacement, possibly, for Theresa May.
And may I say, first of all, Stephen, what a delight it is to be a dinosaur. I'm very proud of it. Well, yes, Boris. I mean, what you don't do in the middle of a live interview is say, hang on a minute, to my papers somewhere. You go into a live interview with a bit of luck, if you're an official spokesman for the government, knowing what you're talking about. You know, the night before the Queen's speech, all the ministers gather together and it's read out and they know exactly what's in it. Perhaps Boris wasn't listening. Who knows? It was not his his best moment, was it?
Do you reckon he's Theresa May's replacement?
Well, with a bit of luck, there isn't going to be a leadership contest now, I think, for some time.
You don't think she's mortally wounded? You don't think that she... Is she not a broken woman?
Well, one hopes not. One hopes not. There are those who would want a leadership contest. There are those who want referenda every year. There are those who want another general election. Actually, I think what most of the people want, and Boris did say this, is just to get on with governing the country and demonstrating those sterling qualities. And Theresa May still has a very substantial quantity of those. We have to get on with it. We've got Brexit to deal with. There are far more important issues than who is going to lead the Tory party.
Edwina, how can Theresa May have any credibility or authority when she called this election? She stood on the basis that she needed a stronger mandate and it was rejected.
Oh, I couldn't have put it better myself, Stephen, but we do have a government. In fact, we have to have a government. We have to get on with things. And you're judged in the end, I think, by not what you say, not what you wear, but what you do. And Theresa is...
Well, that's a good effort.
Yeah, sure, but she's perfectly
it's
capable.
It's about authority in politics. You know this.
But that's how authority is created. And indeed, that's how authority is lost. You're quite right about that. But we have to get on with Brexit. That is, you know, Parliament voted by a huge majority, over 400 majority, to get on with Brexit and trigger Article 50. And those negotiations are now underway. They will keep us extremely busy for the next 2 years. There isn't going to be another Queen's speech for another 2 years. And Parliament has to show that it can do more than play games.
If there was a leadership campaign tomorrow, would you back Boris?
There isn't going to be a leadership campaign. Oh, I hope so. I remember back in March saying there isn't going to be a general election. I do hope I'm proved right this time.
How do you think within your party they will be dealing with the DUP?
Well, now, that's a very interesting one. Bear in mind that people who've been around long enough remember when, effectively, we're all part of the same party, the Conservative and Unionist Party. And there were close relationships, particularly in the northwest, in Liverpool, where I grew up. You had a lot of Orange Lodge people.
DUP were
so
never
on.
Part of that. That was just the Unionist Party.
Well, that's absolutely right. But they're still Unionists, and Unionists feeling very strongly about the status of Northern Ireland and its part in the United Kingdom. And there's a great deal of overlap there, bound to be. So how would they feel about it? Well, there has to be a lot of respect on both sides. But in the end, the issue for the DUP is, do you want to put Jeremy Corbyn, friend of Sinn Féin, into number 10? And I think the answer to that will be under no circumstances.
Really?
It has to be. Do they really want to see Corbyn?
Do they really want Theresa May?
Well,
someone whose calculation that she's going to get an increased mandate ends in a reduced mandate?
Well, that's done and dusted. We're not fighting the general election again.
Someone who puts into their manifesto a time bomb of a social care policy, which hurt the party.
Well, I'm not sure it did, because in fact the majority of older people who it was intended to help, a vast majority of people over 65, I think it was about 69%, voted for the government. They were amongst about 13.9 million people who voted for the government. So in that respect, I don't think that argument washes. But let me gently, if I may, Stephen, just move you on to where we are now. The DUP has got expectations. It has issues. I'm not entirely unsympathetic to the idea that actually raising Northern Ireland to the standards in terms of, say, infrastructure and healthcare to the rest of the United Kingdom, that's not a bad idea. And it's worth arguing for. If I was a Northern Ireland politician, I'd be digging my little heels in and saying, you want my vote? I want your money spent on the things that are going to benefit our people. That seems to me a very good idea.
Do you think they'll get it?
Am I a betting woman? Nah, not these days. What I suspect that we will get is a bland, short A4 document that sets out the things that they agree on, that the Conservatives and the DUP agree on. And there doesn't need to be any more than that. It's not a coalition. It doesn't need pages and pages of detailed documents like the last coalition does. It needs an understanding, it needs friendship, and it needs respect.
I notice you didn't answer my question. Do you think Boris is a Prime Minister in waiting?
You always get straight answers from me, don't you? And the answer's no.
Why?
I think, I've asked the same question myself in all sorts of places. I live and work in the north of England. Boris is enormously successful down south. He was a very, very good mayor of London for 2 terms. He absolutely hammered Labour and helped to raise London further up the international scale. It's a very, very successful city. But I don't think his appeal up north, where a lot of marginal seats exist, would be, shall we say, as strong. And that is important if you want to form a government with a majority, particularly if you want to form a government with a big majority. So that matters. But also, he has been the victim of his own verbosity and his capability with words. He's an extraordinarily good wordsmith. He's earned his living at it for years. And, of course, it always comes back to bite you. You said this, you wrote this, and all the rest of it. He's got a lot of baggage in that respect. What I think is beginning to stir in the higher echelons, what we used to call the smoke-filled rooms, is they're looking at some of the new people coming up. If the party's going to have a choice before the next general election, which could well be 5 years on, I think there's a feeling that there must be some new faces around. There's some extremely good people at Minister of State level. And calm under fire, very capable, very well liked in their constituencies. And the effort should be made now, I think, to bring them on.
Edwina, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.